Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, this is Martha Reddick, your host of Chronicles of Narnia. I thought for this week, instead of just taking out a section of the episode that was released on Monday, I would record a little bit of extra information for you, because Lego is something that I'm very passionate about and I enjoy talking about. So I've done some more research after the episode and want to share a little bit more research with you. So there, I want to start with some dates that I told Logan that are actually were not quite true. I made a mistake, which I said in the episode that I wasn't quite sure, but I do want to get those dates to you. So in 1942, a fire breaks out in the Lego factory, which forced the company to rebuild, because at that point, Legos were made from wood. Then in 1947, Oelkerk, the first producer of Legos, purchased the first plastic molding machine in Denmark, and the company began to manufacture plastic toys. However, those plastic toys were not well received when they first came out. People wanted the wooden toys, but because Oelkerk was on his second fire at that point, he started to work in plastic toys. And then in 1958, the Lego brick design is improved, so this is with the plastic toys, but at this point they're still producing wooden toys. But for the plastic toys, they improve the design to have a locking ability. So that stud and tube coupling system that Lego is so well known for was begun in 1958. And then in 1960, another fire breaks out. So this is actually the third fire in the lifetime of Oelkerk, the inventor of Legos. And so at that point, he says, that's too many fires. I'm just not working with wooden toys anymore. And he discontinues the wooden toys. And the company completely changes its focus to only plastic building bricks. So that is a more complete history of Legos for you. I didn't want to misinform anyone. Also, a fun fact that I wanted to share with you is that Lego produces more rubber tires than any other company on the face of the earth. So there are more Lego tires than any other type of tire in the world, which I just, that stat boggles my mind, but I found it on several different sources and I know it to be true. Something else that I wanted to talk about is some games, or are some games that you can play using Legos. We talked about the one with the relish tray where you can pick out a toy or a Lego after rolling a die. However, I found some other ones that are really interesting that I'm excited to try with my nanny kids and wanted to share with you. One of which is a reading game that you can play with Legos where you use a little bit of tape to write or to put on a Lego and then write a word. And then you use a Lego minifigure to hop between the words that rhyme. So you have like van, tan, Pam, but you don't want to land on words that don't rhyme, like at or back or sugar. So that helps the kids start to learn rhyming words. It also helps them to practice strategy, because they have to move through the game board with only landing on words that rhyme. I'll put up this article on the Facebook group so that you can have visual cues of how to play this game. But I actually did try this with my nanny kids and it worked really, really well. So I highly recommend that one. Another way to use Legos to help teach kids is to use it to talk about classification. So there's several ways that you can sort Legos. You can sort them by color. You can sort them by type of block. You can sort the different minifigures into different categories. But as you're sorting them, you can talk with your nanny kid about different types of classification. So all of these things are considered Lego. So that would be kind of like your kingdom. It's of the kingdom Lego. And then you could break it down into phylums. So that could be your colors, your black, red, white, yellow, green, tan, blue, purple, gray. And then you can break it down into classes. So within each color, you have bricks or flats or accessories like wheels or windows, things like that, or beings, which are like the minifigures. And then you can have orders. So this Lego is meant to work in construction, and this is meant to be part of a vehicle, things like that. So by breaking it down that way, you're talking about how scientists classify things. And that is a really, really simple and fun way to explain it to them. And also, from the article that I will also post on the Facebook group, it says that this eats up a lot of time. So this would probably be a really good rainy day activity. For your younger nanny kids, something that you could easily do with the Duplo too, if there is a choking hazard, if they're young enough that there's a choking hazard, is working on patterns, talking about patterns with Legos. So using two greens, one yellow, three whites, two greens, one yellow, three whites, and talking about making a pattern. That's a very good way to have a visual for the kids that you nanny. And lastly, an activity that I plan to try very soon is to build a boat out of Legos and then see how long it will float and add pennies. So you continue to add pennies until it sinks, and then you record how many pennies you added, and then you can work on the construction of the boat, make it the walls higher or make it a wider base, and see if you can get more pennies. So that's a really good way to talk about buoyancy and to work some science in with Lego play. But it's also just fun to add pennies until it sinks. There's one last one that this would probably work best with older nanny kids as they start to learn about history. You can, especially battles, you can actually act out the battles with Legos with the kids. I think that this would be a blast to do. If you have older nanny kids who you're picking up after school, you can create the battle to help them understand the history that they are studying in school. So that's all for right now, but I just wanted to expand a little on what we talked about because I really do think that Legos are a wonderful toy to use with your nanny kids. A lot of nanny families already have these and they've paid a lot of money because Legos are expensive. And so finding ways to use them with your nanny kids in these new inventive ways is a really fun thing to do, especially during winter like it is right now when you're kind of stuck inside and you're all going a little stir crazy. I think that some of these things are great to look into to see if your nanny kids dig them. So thank you so much for listening, and we'll be back on Monday with a brand new episode. Have a great rest of your week.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.